Blog Talk Radio.
City presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Another edition of Sin City. It's your host, your boy Kaz, Mr. Too Grown of a Cat to be fucked by a kitten, along with Miss Toya. Miss Toya, what's up, baby?
What's up? What the hell you
get that from? Oh man, you know how we do it. We do it. You know, we network of politics over here at Sin City.
What does that mean? I always want to ask you that.
What, networking of politics?
Nah, Too Grown of a Cat to get fucked by a kitten.
Nah, Too Grown of a Cat to be fucked by a kitten? Nah, man, you know that.
Yeah.
Listen, man. You know, if you follow it, you're going to understand it. Too Grown of a Cat to be fucked by a kitten. You know, that's neither here nor there. Okay, people, check this out. Tonight, we kick it back, we relaxing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is. It's Wednesday, Intimate Encounters. And conspicuous by us and it's Father Time. Father Time not here with us today. So we're gonna kick back, we're gonna relax, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna get into our intimate encounters. We're gonna have a little fun tonight, you know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be all hostile, and you know, I was kinda venting yesterday, so kinda made for a hostile environment. But today, we're going to be more laid back. All right, that's cool with you? I'm a toy.
That's cool.
Okay, well, check this out, man. We're going to go to a song, and we come back. We're going to get this running, up and running. You feel me? I'm going to go back. I'm going to play a little old school shit for us. You know what I mean? Shit did it.
There you go.
I'm open wide when it comes to freaking you. from my clothes. I got my t-shirt and my hoodie on.
I love that song. I love that song.
Yay.
I love that song. Yeah, that's the song I'm talking about. Hey, that just set a whole new trend of things. T-shirt and panties. Oh yeah. But which leads me to a topic I want to get on tonight: attractions. I mean, what are your attractions? I mean, you know, we got a lot of people who got a lot of different type of attractions. We got people that's attracted to tall, short, dark, light. What's your attraction, Miss Toy? Miss Toy.
Why I gotta answer that? I don't know.
You don't know what you're attracted to?
Nah, because it depends on what mood I'm in.
So you pretty much can say I'm just overall attracted to whatever mood that I'm in.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Sometimes, even the
most person that you might not even be attracted to or none of that, they wind up being your friends and you be cool with it and all that good stuff. So it's nothing. I basically try to get along with everybody.
I don't know what to tell you. Me personally, I'm attracted to thick women. I love me a thick woman. Thick women, I don't like those sticks. I like thick women. I don't want no sticks. All thick women, if you're on the phone right now, press 1. Hit the button. Holler at your boy Cass. We're going to get down and dirty.
Wow.
I mean, I love a thick woman. I don't like them little stick figure women. I mean, but that's just my attraction, you know. That's what I'm attracted to. I'm trying to figure out what everybody else.
Since you brought that up, explain to me. If a man call a woman thick, what does that mean?
Thick. Okay.
Yeah.
Nah.
Tell me what's the difference between being thick and fat and being the other, what is it, big bone, all that?
Okay, now see, fat is when you can't even see your titties because the stomach is just protruding out and the arms got the meat hanging off the side, and you know the arm, the meat hanging over the elbow and all that. I mean, you know. And don't get me wrong. So that's some people's preference. I mean, me, I like a thick woman. Thick woman is, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even though she got some meat on her, she's still curvaceous. She's curvaceous. You know what I'm saying? You can still see the curves there. You know what I'm saying? She's nice and soft. And, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good. And, you know, that's a thick woman in my eyes. I might be, you know, some other men might think a thick woman is something else. To me, that's what a thick woman is. I mean, I don't discriminate. I do kind of discriminate. It ain't nothing personal. A skinny woman, I just feel like, oh, I'm gonna break you. I'm gonna hurt you. A thick woman is like, come on, baby, come on, work with the kid. And I mean, now, like I said, my definition could be wrong, like I say, but I mean, I'm just, you know, that's just my opinion of it.
Okay, now
let me ask you. I mean, you say what's the definition of a, I mean, that's just like y'all say about a muscular dude. I mean, the muscular dude towards the dude who got the little beer belly in the front. I mean, what is that? I mean, do you pick the muscular dude? Do you pick the beer belly? I mean, with the little pudge? I mean, what's going on?
I'm not going to take none of those. I don't know. I'm not going to pick nobody with, what you say, with a beer belly? That's just, happy to say somebody with a big, not a big old beer belly. Some little bellies look,
I mean,
you know.
What about the playground then? What about the playground? You know, the little.
The playground,
I mean,
is nice. I know what to put here. That's nice.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. So tonight's thing is all about attractions. I mean, what you attracted to? I mean, you're attracted to that thick woman like me, or you might like the little slim petite woman. You might like that high yellow woman. You might like, I don't know what you. I don't know what you like. As far as the men go, Lord knows I don't know what the hell you like. But I mean, whatever you like, holler at your boy. Let get it on the problem, like I said. And don't forget, we still doing our thing at SinCity69.name.com. Trying to holler at your people, man. We trying to get y'all on that. We trying to get it on the popping. I mean, we trying to do what we gonna do. Hell, we trying to get up like MySpace and Facebook. We want to be big. I want to go in my chat room and be like, damn, it's like 100 people in this chat room. But you know, I need the support of my people. I mean, I need my people that's on the phone right now to holler at your boy. Holler at me. I mean, shit, tell me what's going on. Like I say, this internet radio. Hell, if you feel like saying that, man, I want to fuck a big bitch. You can say that right now. You can do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want to, do what you want to, feel how you want to. Like I say, my boy, he ain't here with me today. I don't know what's wrong with my cat, but nah, he had a little business for the time. Handle your business, man. You know, we still got him here in spirit. Oh, and we ain't forgot. And for y'all that was listening last week, we ain't forgot about it. You know, we still got the challenge going on. The challenge is still going on. The challenge is still there. The challenge is there. I mean, we still going to do what we going to do. We going to have fun. We going to ball on out. Okay, let's see. Hold on. Let's see. We got somebody new. What's happening, caller? What's good?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, what up, bro? What up? What up, Kenneth?
What's
bro?
Going
man?
On?
Good to hear from you. I don't even know what subject I just talked on, man.
Oh, okay, man. Tonight's subject is attractions, man.
Attractions of what?
I mean, what are you attracted to? What's your attraction? What are you attracted to, man? You like, I mean, me personally, like I was telling Miss Toy, I'm more attracted to the thicker woman. I like the thick woman. I mean, but then again, like I said, I don't know what you a man. So let me know what's your attraction, Mr. Money Man.
Man, my attraction is titties and ass. If you want, if you're talking about a female, titties and ass.
Right. Well, we ain't talking about no horse. Of course, that's what we talk about, females, baby.
No,
titties and ass. I mean, what you like to
say? Hey, I love all women. All women are beautiful to me. I don't care if they, you know, big, skinny, whatever. They all got their sex appeal to them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
they all be beautiful.
Okay, but now if you had your preference, if you sitting there and you had your smuggish board and you saying, well, this is what I want. What do you go out for? I mean, I understand titties and ass. We all go out for
really
titties
and ass. I perform kind of thick. But at the same time,
yeah.
I done seen some of these, you know, little women out here. But I perform thick. Yeah,
I see. That's what I'm talking about. Now, let me ask you, do you look at the ones that just make you be like,
oh.
Or you want one of these ones?
Damn!
Now, which one you want?
Come on now, mate.
Which one you want? The one that make you say, oh, the one that make you say, damn.
Damn, man, it's
got to
be damn for me, you know?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
Hot
this
damn.
Tour.
Let me like a hot damn.
All right, say hot damn. I hear you, bro. I hear you. This story, what about me? Now, look, we got Money Man on there. What is y'all definition of a thick woman? I mean, you asked me, now I'm asking. What do y'all look at and be like, okay, she thick. If you had to describe her and say she was thick.
You talking to me?
Nah, I'm talking to Miss Toy.
You was asking me what do I say a thick girl is.
Cause y'all, like what we say thick, y'all be like, oh, that bitch fat.
No, let's see, I think I'm thick.
Okay,
I don't think I'm
okay,
nah,
I'm not what I consider.
I don't know. You know what? Beautiful women come in all different shapes and sizes to me. I have some beautiful big friends.
Hello.
And I have some beautiful teeny tiny friends. I guess it just depends on to me how a woman carries herself, because sexy is supposed to be selling everybody. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So just because you might not like it, don't mean it's something somebody else ain't going to find attractive in there first.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Anybody, like I say, that's all. At the end of the night, as long as we get to that point, we good. We at the point, man. At the end of the night, we good. Ain't that right, Money Man?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Money Man, let me ask you, man. I want to get into something with you, man. Me and Miss Toy, before the show started, me and Miss Toy, we was asking, you know, we was kicking the Willy Bobo, sitting there bullshitting, and we was wondering, what is the attraction with married people?
What is the attraction to married people?
Yeah, you know, like you see that woman, like just say, I don't know if you're married or not, but let's just say if you was married and you know you got that ring on, and you know you got them, you know you at the mall or wherever you at, and you got them women coming up to you like, but these are the same women that before you got married wasn't even trying to holler at you. I mean, what you think the attraction is?
Oh, okay, now I see what you're saying. For me, Ken Flows, I'm gonna tell you. For me, the attraction would be like, you know, they've been married, You know what I'm saying? They've been, you know, probably loyal to their man or whatever for so long. I think that it's the strange that kick in. They probably want that strange, and they see that certain type of guy, and they be like, hey, say, you know what I mean? I mean, I think it's the strange that kick in. They want some strange, man, you know what I mean? They've been married for so long.
So in other words, it's like they want to take a bite of that forbidden fruit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm feeling that. What about you, Ms. Toy, as far from a woman's perspective? I mean, I done seen women like, hey, I done seen a guy say, hey, I'm married. And, hey, your wife ain't my friend.
That's true. That's the right.
So, I mean, what's the attraction to the married man? Why are the women so attracted to married men?
Everybody wants something they can't have.
So
that's
what it's all.
For real though, but you know what? You don't have so much to worry about a married man. Somebody else that's committed got to be at home at a certain time at night. They can't stay and lay up with you all day. They always got to go back home and make sure that home is okay. So if you're not ready for like a real, real serious relationship, that's what most women to go off and get. Ain't no commitment there. Now I got to put up with your bullshit and you bitching at mom. Now I'm going to come and see you when I want to. We can meet up and do whatever you go your way. I'm going to go mad.
Okay. Hold on. We got somebody new coming in. Hello. Welcome to Sin City, baby.
What up?
What's up?
What up, man?
What's going on, man?
What I missed?
Oh, this timer?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, you sound a little distorted. I couldn't hear you, man. The whole time would have made it to the show, man. I thought you weren't going to make it, man.
Better late than never, man.
Yeah, man. She called you all kind of bitches and motherfuckers, but I took up for you.
Wow.
Now,
what's up,
Tom?
No, what's up, Tom? Oh man, we sitting here talking about attractions tonight, man. We talking about attractions. I mean, what's your attraction, man? Well, what's your biggest attraction as far as female? What's your attraction?
Are we talking fatal attractions or regular attractions?
No, just a regular attraction. Nothing fatal, man. Tonight all about
no fatal attraction.
No, tonight we fellow.
I need somebody that's down to earth, man. You know what I'm saying? What I'm attracted to is red lipstick. If a woman has on red lipstick, I'm like just melt, man. That's
man, you've been attracted to red lipstick for a long time, man.
You remember, man? I love some red lips, man. I can't help it.
Right, you've been attracted to them red lips for a long time, man. So let it be known, if y'all got red lipsticks, put it on your page. Let Father Time see them red lips.
Very, very sexy. I think red lips are just super sexy. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Yeah, y'all see. Now, the next question we ask, man, you know, I'll say, the next question we had asked is, what is the attraction to married people?
Married people?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, is that married woman, I mean, why are you so attracted to it?
I'm not.
You've never been attracted to a married woman?
Never. If I see a ring, I put on.
Are you serious?
I'm cool on that. And you gotta remember, bro, you talking to somebody that ain't never cheated before.
They ain't never
won. You said what now? Wait a minute. Reverse that.
I said you talking to somebody that ain't never cheated before. Ever in life.
They never did what?
Cheated.
Did you say somebody that ain't never cheated before?
Yeah, wait a minute.
I keep swearing my phone keep going out every time he say that word. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. I'm thinking my phone going out too. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
can you say that one more time?
Come, dude. How long have you been knowing me, man? And how long have you ever known me to cheat on anybody? Come on.
Okay.
Let's keep it real.
Really,
and I've had opportunities
yeah,
too.
Do wait a minute. Do you really want me to tell? Do you really want me to tell this story?
Yes, please tell it. Don't bust him out.
You can't. Because he ain't never known me to cheat ever. No, you can't.
Okay. Now, hold on. Hold on, man. Hold on. Now, I'm going to take you back to one summer day. I'm going to take you back to one summer day. We cruising in the Lincoln. We cruising in the Lincoln. Now, it's me and you. It's me and you, your girl, well, your girl's friend, and the other female that I was with. You hit on your girl, your woman. You hit on your woman's friend.
Dude, I ain't talking about flirting. I'm talking about cheating. I ain't never cheated in my life, and you know that.
That's because she told on you. You was trying to fuck that night.
Anyway, but did I?
Wow, not it. See, typical.
Typical.
Only reason you didn't is you didn't. You know what, man? I'm going to tell you right now. Run. God can come with that thunder. God coming with that thunder for your ass.
He going to miss me because he ain't aiming for me, man.
Dude,
you
talking
about that. Talking about a married woman. I'll never do that, man, ever.
Okay, but you said you never cheated.
I ain't never cheated.
Right,
never.
That's what you said.
No, I mean, it ain't like
okay, so you look at what you say, as long as you're not married, you're not cheated.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
never, ever cheated on a girlfriend or my wife, ever in my life. I flirted, true enough.
That's
cheating.
Whoa. That's cheating.
Nobody's talking,
boo.
Hold on, Tori. Another memory just then came back to me.
Thank you. Hit him with it. Hit him with his flex. Hit him with it.
Please.
You took old girl to your girlfriend's daddy's house and had sex with him.
Oh, I ain't never cheated. What was that?
Damn.
Thank you. Do it again.
I forgot about it.
Come on. I mean, come on. You took old girl to your girlfriend's daddy's house and had sex with her.
Okay, let's just move on, man, because I forgot all about that. You right.
It sounds like you about to bust hell wide open.
You're right. I forgot all about that, man. I forgot all about that. Wow. Incredible.
Just dirty. I cheated once in my life. Yep.
And I ain't never cheated with no married woman, though.
Boy, your credibility been ruined. Just stop.
I know.
Stop.
Right, I'm done for the rest of the show.
I tried not to take it that, but you left me no other choice. You're not going to sit here and try to make me look like I'm the only bad guy here. Come on, man.
I forgot about that.
And out of all the people, you're going to tell me to go again. Go ahead, say something. Come on, now.
I forgot, man. I forgot. Damn.
Yeah. That's
anyway,
because
I still haven't met with no married woman, though.
So
I think marriage is sacred. That's just me.
Okay. All right. Money, you still with me?
You good with it, baby?
I mean, it sounds like you got a little problem going on in the background.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Now, me and my man Tom here was just sitting here just recapping his situations, and you know what I'm saying? What was one of the wildest ones that you had to kick back and just actually say, God damn, I mean, you got caught up in some bullshit. I mean, you actually got caught up with some bullshit.
Man, do I really have to say this, like, right now?
I mean, I would like if you did. I mean, I would really like to know, man.
Man. That was up 10 years. That was years ago. Boy, that was years ago.
I mean, Well, go another room, man. You don't, because I know how people can, you'll bring it up, and then she'll be looking at you funny, like, you going to bring that shit up.
Yeah, but,
okay. Man, okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to pass on that one real quick. I don't know, Tom. I think that was, man, remember we was living over there on 20th, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Was you there the day, the day before my birthday? I went on my little dip crib the day before my birthday. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting back, kicking, relaxing. So I call myself trying to go home. I leave my dip crib. I'm like, okay, I spent the day before my birthday right there, and I'm going to spend, I'm going to spend my birthday with my woman. Why my dip, when I left, she got up and followed me home. And my dumb ass, she followed me home. But then my dumb ass, I left my coat at her house. Why the next day? She rolled past. I seen her ride past, so I'm like, damn, she looking at my car, so I'm trying to play it off. She waited till the party jumped off and everything. Walked down the street, hun, her girls with my coat on. Like, can I holler at Cass? I'm like, oh, my God. She went back and told my girl everything. Everything. Dude, I'm sitting there like, oh, man, I want to kill her. And then I couldn't lie because the girl had her coat on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ugly. Hold on, we got somebody new on the line. Hey, what's going on, Carla? How you doing?
All right, I'm doing all right. How you doing today?
Okay, the infamous Miss Butter. What's up, baby? How's everything going?
Oh, everything's lovely. Just got through talking to my boo, so I'm feeling good.
Oh. Okay. Now, check this out. We had a couple of conversations jump here and there. We jump in here and there. But overall, tonight the whole topic is about attraction.
Okay.
What's your attraction? And I know you got something funny. What's your attraction?
I'm attracted to a lot of different things. Like, I get attracted more emotionally than anything. If you can make me feel good emotionally, then that turns me on sexually.
Okay, so I mean, so in other words, there's no particular certain type of man you attracted to. It's just like
he has to be able to stimulate me in more ways than sex. Just that's it.
Oh my God! Whatever happened to saying I just want a big dick? God damn!
I would love that, but it's not about the size, really, because, yes, you can have a big dick, but that don't mean you know how to work it.
I beg to differ.
Oh, I don't know why. I've experienced men with big penises and didn't know how to work it, really. So.
I don't know about all that. But, no, seriously. Okay. Let me ask you another question. Okay. Have you ever been attracted to a married man?
Yes.
Okay. What was so attractive about him? What was the attraction about him?
Well, first of all, he wasn't married when I met him, and he had everything that I wanted in a man. And I left, and when I came back, he was married, and I was still attracted to him. I couldn't stop the fact that I was attracted to him, and then the fact that he, I don't want to say he didn't, the fact that he was, he still was attracted to me made it easier.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, okay, well, okay. Ms. Toy, how does that sound? I mean, we've been trying to figure out the attraction, so. To me, I mean, because me personally, I said it's just like having
don't
that forbidden fruit.
Don't get me wrong. I hate to say that I took part in disrespecting the married woman, but at the same time.
So, how you got with him since he's been married?
When I first found out he was married, we was fucking like jackrabbits. And I honestly didn't know he was married when we was fucking like jackrabbits, but I continued like maybe a couple of times after. And then I just felt too guilty.
Okay. Okay, Tom, what about you? How you feel about that one?
Hey. I don't got no comment on that one.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody new to the
spot. I don't do married people, so I don't know.
With you again. Okay, we got somebody new to the line. We not listening to you because your credibility is shot here.
Shot.
All right. It's all
shot.
Good.
We got somebody new to the
line. What happened for his credibility to be shot? What happened?
Oh, hold on. Let us get this new one on the line. Hey, Carla, what's happening?
Hey.
What's up? What is Miss Felicia?
Yeah.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay, so what's good with you?
Nothing. I was listening, but me personally, I feel like if a married person is not respecting their marriage, then why should I? And I'm not saying to disrespect the wife. I would never disrespect nobody's wife. But if somebody's married, apparently they're not happy in their marriage, or they wouldn't be seeking whatever outside their marriage.
So that don't
give you the right to break it up.
I'm trying to break it up. That's them. That's their marriage. That's not my marriage. That's their marriage.
Right. I'm not starting no confusion. I'm not trying to call her and tell her what kind of sex we just had. I'm not trying to do none of that. I go about my way when I'm done.
So you know your position. You know your position in this whole situation, right?
You talking to me?
Either or. You or brother.
If there is a position, yeah, I would never disrespect nobody's wife.
Right, so it's like once that's...
disrespected. But,
you're disrespecting when you're sleeping with him.
He's disrespecting her. I'm not married to her. He is.
But you know you're married.
Well, that's their problem, not mine.
And if he ain't sleeping with me, he will find somebody else to sleep with.
How would you feel if your husband stepped out on you?
Well, you know, then that's my problem. That's my problem, not the other woman's. That's my problem. That's me and his problem, not hers.
But you would have a problem with her.
I wouldn't go beat her down, and I know I would have a problem with him. Now, back in the day, yes, I would have had a problem with her. But since I've grown up and been and experienced life a little bit, that right there wouldn't happen. I wouldn't go to that woman. I've been in the situation, and I didn't go to the woman, but she had the nerve to come to me.
Well, see, there you go.
I mean, and that's fine that she came to me, but I set her straight right quick. Said, I don't call you, don't call me, you know. It's like that. So, I mean, do what you do. You get yours, I'm getting mine, and we all be happy, so whatever.
Hey, I got to get mine. You got to get yours. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't knock a hustle for that. I can't knock a hustle. Because it feels vice versa. That's just like if you found out your old lady was doing something, you can't get mad at that man. He didn't rape her, so you can't get mad at that man.
Right. Right.
If he knew.
What that got to do with him?
Okay. He ain't none of your boy. He ain't made no vows.
He ain't my boy. He ain't my partner. He ain't got no reason to be loyal to me.
Right.
Why he got to be loyal to me? You say what? What was that time? What'd you say?
I'll plead the fifth, man.
Oh, man, I mean.
Why do you keep pleading the fifth and no comment and everything? I mean, what is that all about, really?
Because I'm not, I don't believe half the shit I'm hearing. That's why.
What do you
why
don't
not?
Believe about it? What sounds like a lie?
Because when you put in that situation, you react totally different. I mean, it's easy to say what you would do.
I have been in.
I would do this. I would do that. But until this shoe, you don't know what you're gonna do.
Yes, I do.
So
now I've been in this situation.
I have been.
Yeah,
right.
I can't speak on it because I've been in the situation. I can't speak on that situation. I've had a woman call me about my husband, and like I said, I straightened her out real quick. I still didn't go whoop her or nothing. I just told her, look, don't call me, because if you do that again, then I'm going to be forced to take other measures. I said, but
right.
I'm not bothering y'all, so don't bother me. I know I've been knowing about you, and I haven't contacted you, so don't contact me about nothing.
Hey, I can't say nothing about that one, man.
I mean, seriously, I feel like during the time that I was messing with a married man, I wasn't trying to break them up. I really hoped that they stayed together. It wasn't none of my business.
I'd say that way you ain't got to cook his bacon and eggs in the morning, huh?
Right.
Exactly. That's right.
Boy, I tell you, boy, y'all show is hard. But I understand. I mean, I understand your point. I understand what you're saying. I mean, like I said, I got, as crazy as it sounds, I got to agree with y'all. I mean, she ain't your homegirl. And I mean, you got to feel the same way. I ain't your homegirl, so, hey.
Right.
I mean, I have felt sorry for, you know, people who have been in those situations, but I feel like this, you have to make that decision once you find out whether you're going to stay or you ain't, and if you stay, then you have to get over the fact that your man is a whore. You have to get over that.
A whore?
Yeah, if you're married and you're cheating on your woman because she ain't giving you enough pussy, you're a whore.
Because she ain't giving you enough.
I mean, if it's not enough and you don't know how to communicate with her to get more than what she's giving you, then you're a whore.
So what about the woman that's doing the same thing? What does that make her?
She's a whore.
Oh, okay. Long as you spread it out even.
I ain't gonna tell you one thing about a man, and then if the woman is doing the same thing, then it's a different story for her. No, it's not a different story for her. She gets the same title as you would get. She's a hoe. You's a hoe.
Oh, okay. I agree with you wholeheartedly. All that's all I'm just saying is spread it out, make it even. That's
mm-hmm.
all. Spread it out, make it even. That's all I was asking.
Hey,
but
I got a question,
now,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make this point right quick, dog. Not to get off the subject. But, hey, is Money Mane still on here?
Nah, Money Mane has to leave. Money Mane has to leave.
He had to step up, huh? All right. Well,
yeah.
All right. I'll say it anyway. All right, check this out. I was rolling with one of my homies, right? And he set me up, right? He told me, he said, hey, man, I'm about to ride over this female crib, ride with me. So I was like, all right, you know, it's cool. And then he told me, he was like, but don't worry about it. We both going to get it, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And after that, he asked me to videotape it, right? He was like, I'm going to get it first. You videotape it. And then when I get done, you go ahead and get it. I'm going to videotape you, right? You know what I mean? And when it came to my turn, he didn't want to share. Now, what you say to a brother like that? I done set up here videotaping everything.
So he got too good to him. He decided not to let it share.
That'll
what
maybe
you say to him?
Well, now, what do you say to him? You tell him he was wrong. You tell him you was wrong. But now, is you sure? Or maybe he just tore it up to the point where you couldn't get no more.
Get the fuck out of here.
I would
tell him about himself. I'd probably wait, you know, let him calm down and then break it down to him. How bogus he was.
I was just wondering, since, you know, we were reminiscing earlier, so I was like, okay, I remember this.
Oh wait. Wow.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Man.
I tell you. Huh? Okay. On that note, we're going to go to another song real quick. We're going to be back out.
Another song.
Another song.
Oh, my bad.
Not right now.
Baby, if you don't feel good right now, and your body hurting you right now, you just need a shot at me. I'm just like medicine.
Yo, welcome back to Sin City, folks. Oh, man.
Need my medicine.
I kind of feel like Puffy after Suge came on the Sorcerer Voice.
Huh.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. you know, that comment that a certain person made beforehand, I know it was directed at, I mean, no. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Okay, Ms. Butler, what's going on with you? Mother's a little busy. Felicia, you still with me, baby?
Yeah.
My phone was on mute. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So now, like I said, we want to get back to what we want to get back to the topic at hand. Well, now we said the thing about the attraction to the married people. Felicia, you and Butler both believe that, hey, if it ain't my friend. And he ain't respecting his marriage, I ain't gonna worry about it neither. Am I right?
You're right.
Right, right, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, buddy, you feel the same way, right?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, I'm not going out looking for no married man. It was just the happen of this man I was attracted to before, and then I moved away, came back, and he was married. So that was that situation. But I'm not gonna you know, if you approach me, I'm not gonna walk away from it, you know. 'Cause you know what you're doing before, you know what you're doing, you're a grown ass man.
Okay, I hear you, not Miss Toy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I'm scared
like
even ask this question.
See? What?
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. I know it's gonna get hot and heavy up in here now. Go ahead, baby.
This is my thing. If I was dating somebody that was married and I did not know off the jump that he was married, depending on like whatever was going on, you know, I'll get back to the point where as long as we not serious, you know, you come when I call you, going about your way, you going off doing whatever. But then, too, I will still, it's so many different sides to take that, because then at some point, a part of you will be like, okay, well, as a woman, even though I don't owe this woman anything in life, at the end of the day, she's still another woman, and then you try to put yourself in that woman's shoes.
Right.
But then it's the point where if this married man is doing everything for you and you're not really at the point in your life where you want something serious and, you know, this is just what it do. This is my friend. I know he's married. We're going to kick it. You know, we might dip off every now and then. And it's cool because I ain't got to deal with him or his bullshit. I ain't got to worry about washing his clothes. I ain't got to worry about making him no lunch. I ain't got to do none of that. He come when I need him. He go when everything is said and done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody new to the show. Hello, caller. What's going on?
Hey, this is Janine.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
what's
Janine.
Going on?
What's not too
going
much.
On?
I've been listening at the show. Y'all just don't have no love for the married women. But I can't say nothing because I've done it too.
I knew you
were going to say that,
right?
Only once, though. I could say only once I've done it. And it was like the same situation. Somebody I knew previously, you know, we met back up and he was married. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the passion is there. You know, it's just an attraction. You know, we just attracted to each other. And I just can't, you know, I can't help myself. So.
She says she can't, like, it's going on as we talk, as we speak. Like, okay, she waiting on him tonight, right after. You hear me?
Okay, we can't be talking about that.
Well, Tom, a holiday boy, man. I know you keep saying you ain't got no comment and all this, but, man, come on. I need your expertise on this.
Man, I want to know, I'm not saying this to disrespect nobody on the show, okay, before I say what I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, so I don't want nobody to take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened to value? What happened to the values? What happened to the morals?
It left out the door when the man came to you with a ring on his finger, still trying to holler. That's when it left.
But that is the point, though. You know he got a ring on his finger, so why would you even give him the time of day? Now, y'all get serious. He leave her to be with you. What you think he going to do with you? He's going to do the exact same thing he did to the other woman.
He ain't coming this way. That's the thing.
Mad.
He ain't coming over here. Stop. Pump the brakes, baby. Don't think that if you cheating on her with me, I know for sure that's what you're going to do with me when you get tired of me. So it's not going to get that
far. But you still accept him, though. But you still bring him to your house. You still bring him home. You still try to get into a relationship with him. And he's still going to do the exact same thing he did to her, he's going to do to you. Men don't change. We don't change. But then y'all want to get all upset.
So wait a minute, hold on.
You didn't like that, huh? He didn't like that you said men don't change.
Look, he done. I know, I just wanted to ask him a question. Simon?
Yeah, I'm listening, man. I'm listening. I'm upset
now. So that means
you still gonna try to fuck your girl's best friend again? Man, I was flirting with her like I told you earlier, dude.
I was in the back seat. I heard you say let's go to the hotel. You ask her to go to the hotel.
Man, come on, dude. Let's be realistic, man. Be realistic.
I'm missing some information on this.
I'm talking about these dirty ass cheating ass women. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about these cheating ass women out here.
Okay.
These foul ass women. Married, stepping to another man. Disrespecting the vows. What happened to the vows? Values. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, that shit didn't happen. Because women had morals. They had values. It's called respect.
It just didn't get called.
I respect myself.
That's the point, though. You don't respect yourself if you're sleeping with a married man. How do you respect yourself sleeping with a married man?
I'm married. How can I judge him? I'm married, so how can I judge him? And he married, so I'm married too. Shit.
Hold on now.
Shit.
Yeah. Shit. What
do you think he think about you? You ain't nothing but a piece of ass.
Oh, okay. And what you think he is? Why you get so offended? If that's something you choose not to do, then that's you.
Man, whatever.
I know it's whatever.
Everybody, calm down. Now, calm down. There's no need to fuss. We're all adults here.
That's not respect.
Yeah. This toy, we need a referee here.
I'm listening because I agree with both of them to a certain extent. It depends on that person, like I said earlier. But now, like any man that's married or whatever, that at one point that used to try to talk to me or whatever, I just tell them, if you know, whatever's going on between you and your wife, when y'all separate and do whatever, then you try to come find me. Other than that, you know, I'll be your friend. You know, we'll be cool. I'll see you out or whatever. I'll speak to you. Other than that, you go on about your business.
I mean, to each his own. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
We separated. I dealt with a guy for 4 years, and for 4 years he had, and in 4 years he had 5 babies. None of them was mine. Okay.
Yeah.
His mama lived in his house. Okay.
Now, hold on, brother. Now, you can't seriously tell me you actually believe that he didn't hit you with the, yeah, we live together, but
okay.
Yeah, we ain't fucking.
No, no. See, I didn't even know she stayed there at first, right? Then, you know, his family was talking about a big fire that happened in his house. So, you know, they were confirming the fact that the baby mama had a fire and she had to come stay at his house because she didn't have nowhere to go with his kids. But at that time, he was at my house so much that I assumed that he was being honest when he said he... I felt like, you know, like you said, you asked before, do you really think that your coochie, at the time I was that young where I thought he was getting so much from me, then how could he go home to her? But he had 5 kids in 4 years.
Shit, girl.
I mean, because the first thing he told me was, oh, I wish I could shake your mama and daddy hand. If I had could put it in the can, I'd be a millionaire. That's the first thing he told to me. And, yes, I was young and naive. So for 4 years, he was running game heavy, and I was eating it up heavy.
Oh, well, you did grow out of that, right?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking. I'm just asking because if you didn't, I mean. Okay.
I mean, ain't no shame.
Okay.
Things happen.
Okay, Janine, I hear you huffing. I hear you huffing.
Well, I'm smoking a cigarette.
Oh,
yeah, they got you smoking there.
Man, smoking a cigarette. Okay. Felicia, you still with me?
Yep.
Okay, Felicia, what's your intake on all this?
What's the question?
She said what she had to say already.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is in this world that we live in. Timers is talking about morals and respect in this world that we live in.
Exactly.
Ain't too many morals and respect going around. Now it is what it is, and you do. According to how things happen now. When I took my vows, I took them very seriously, and I did what I was supposed to do as a wife. But when it came down to it, if both parties is not into it like that, then other people, they start doing things, and you have to adapt to the situation.
Exactly. Everybody's situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand that. And that was a nice, but I'm going to jump off that subject for a second. And since I got these ladies on the phone, I got to know what you ladies think about the bondage.
Repeat that, what?
Bondage.
Okay,
so we're going to start with you, brother. What do you think about bondage? Is that something you do?
I can say that I've experienced it, and I enjoyed it very much. Yes, I did. It was very intense.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Janine, it pretty much goes without saying with all the... I can hear you thinking about it right now, so it goes without saying that bondage is your thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is something I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody tell me what bondage is, because I don't know.
Wait a minute. Yeah, because I'm about to give you the drum roll before I even ask you the question.
I don't even know what it is, so I can't ask.
Do you believe in being tied up at any point in time during a sexual encounter?
Spank,
snap that ass, it's the whole nine yards.
Well, you can skip me because I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Oh, Jesus. Timer, what's up, man? You into the modest thing, man?
Nope.
Hell what? No. Might as well say no. I can say no for him.
Hold on, man. Y'all not finna be going in on my bed.
Hold on. You don't know shit about me.
Didn't you just say no?
Hey. It looked like she knew that one.
Okay. Now, like I said, y'all kids play nice. Play nice now. Play nice. Let me tell you what your take on the bondage thing.
I enjoy it too. I really do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Blindfolded.
Okay. Now, I gotta say this. I gotta say, and I know I'm finna catch some flack for this. I don't mind doing the tying up, but I do not like being tied up. I know that's being biased and all that, but I don't enjoy being tied. Especially after hearing Felicia's friend, I damn sure don't want to be tied up.
Wow.
If anybody thought they had a chance to tie me up after hearing that story, no.
What about blindfold?
Blindfold? I could deal with a blindfold because I could take that off. But Felicia, your story that made it to every barbershop in Gary.
For real?
Yeah. Every time I go get my hair cut, I got to bring that story up.
What was that story about?
That story was something horrible. That was a Freddy Krueger nightmare.
I missed that one.
Well, I'll tell you what. If y'all want to get on tonight, which I hope y'all do, go on to SinCity69.ding.com. Once again, the chat room will be open again tonight after the show. We can sit back where we'll chat about it then.
I'm getting on tonight for real this time. I had a problem with my baby last night.
I'm having a hard time connecting to the internet around here, so I don't know
don't
if I can get on or not.
Don't drink the water.
Here. I'm not in Mexico. I'm in New Mexico. I'm still in the States.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. Tom, are you still here with me, dog?
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. I mean, we're going to be upbeat tonight. Man.
He's upset about something.
I'm cool, man.
Oh, don't
be
mad.
Look here. All right, now, hold on. We didn't ask about this thing. I got another question.
What?
And I'm going to start with Felicia first. Felicia, you listen to me?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have with the deep throat?
What? Now you're trying to get in my personal business now.
I'm just asking. Because you had a lot of women saying, hey, that's just too much. But then some women feel like, okay, I got to do that to keep my man happy. Do you believe in it?
I mean, you do what you got to do to keep your man happy. I mean, what you want me to say? I've been married. I've done all kinds of things. But I ain't going to tell you all my business now.
We family.
I'm sorry, Felicia, but I swear you sounded just like my grandmother a second. hey, boy, what you mean? What is wrong with you? I didn't mean to offend you, Felicia. No, I know I did. You know I didn't mean to offend you.
You didn't offend me. It's all right. I'm only going to answer certain questions now.
Oh, my God. Man, if you didn't sound like my grandmother, I could just picture you with that damn blind wig on just a second ago.
Yeah,
oh
I really don't belong in the Mexico. I belong in the South for real.
Yeah, because you show, boy. Hey, boy, what you mean? Okay, well, I know who ain't scared to answer this question. Janine. I know you ain't scared to ask the question. Go ahead and answer.
Of course I have done deep throat before.
I mean, do you feel it's essential when it comes down to the relationship? I mean, it's like, okay, I got to do what I got to do. Because you got some people, they only do that, mwah.
I will fall asleep with that shit in my mouth. And I would suck it like it's a pacifier. Nah, that's me.
Oh, get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, Ms. Toy, you get a comment after that one.
I'm cool with that. Oh, yeah, I'm cool on that. I say it.
Okay, we still go to butter. Also, can you top that?
I don't even know how to say it. It makes you speechless.
Right. She killed it right there.
Right. Because it makes you speechless. I just know that, I'm proud of what I do when I do what I do.
Okay. Tommy, you still with me, man?
Yep.
Tommy. You hear the women talking about what they do, man. I mean, does that sound like a perfect woman or what?
I got a question.
You say what?
I got a question. Why do men try to lie about oral sex? Why do they try to lie and play like they don't give head when they be eating it up for real?
What?
Okay. You say. I don't know too many men to do that line.
You don't know too many men? I know several.
I mean, when you're a teenager, you probably, you don't want your boys to know. But, hell, once you get grown, it's like, hell, that's all a part of sex. I mean,
I have a friend and her boyfriend, oh, my goodness, swears up and down that he doesn't give head. But I know.
Okay, hold up. I'm sorry, and I really got to say this. Y'all really, really need to come up with another name for that. Head, no. Do not ask me to give you head.
What
that
are we supposed to say?
Work.
That's what it is.
No, it's not.
We had this discussion before. That is what it is. What else do you want me to say?
No.
What do you want me
to
be? No. Can I have some brains?
You're not
going
to get me to do it. You can tell me anything else, but don't tell me you know head.
So I want some.
Why
brain.
Not?
I'm not in prison.
What?
I don't want no motherfucker saying give me head.
You got
I'm sorry.
So what's the naughty word then?
I mean, hell, you could tell me anything else. Just don't tell me. Give me some head. I refuse. I mean, that right there.
No, so I just say, come here, let me sit on your face. That's okay.
I had no problem with that.
Oh, okay.
I had no problem with that. That just the word head. I mean, I just associate head with a big head. And give me some head. No. You just a whole.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I y'all really need to change that. Women really need to change that. And for y'all, the man said that he ain't doing it, that's probably why, because you keep calling it head. Some things is just left up to a man to say. Some things is left up to a woman to say.
Okay, so.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, that's just I'm going to lick his ass tonight. But now, if he just look at you and say, hey, lick my ass, you're going to be like, wait, what the fuck you just say, man?
Right.
What
that's
the fuck
so
you just
true.
Say?
That's so true. That is so true. Like, don't tell me what you want me to do. Let me do it. If I want to
exactly.
be a freak tonight, let me be a freak tonight. But if you come to me like, okay, I want you to
do this and do that.
You think I'm right. And okay, now you see how I, now you see what I'm saying. Now if you just walk up to me and say, hey, let me get some head. What the fuck? Wait a minute. What you got a dick?
Oh.
So what you wanted to say? You gonna eat my pussy tonight?
Right.
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that because I know that's what you get. And I know that's the whole design of it. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Now head? No. I mean, think about it. Some words are just left for the man to say. Head, that's a man's word. That's a man's word. Can I get some head? That sounds so much better coming out of a man's mouth than a woman's mouth. I mean, come on. Can I get some head? What is you crazy? You get punched in your throat.
Wow.
But still, at the end of the day, it's still going to be all the same thing. So what difference do it make?
No, head is not. The head, licking pussy and sucking dick are two different things.
Okay. All right.
There's two different terms for them. One's called licking pussy, one's called suck a dick. A dick has a what? A head. Now, if y'all got a head on something, please let me know, because I don't want to meet you if you got a head on it. So I'm just saying, a lot of times where y'all be like, oh, this dude, he trying to act like he too good to give me some head. Probably because you asked him for some head.
All righty then. I mean, that's my favorite word. I don't see nothing wrong with it, but hey, that's just you.
Some men feel comfortable with that. I bet you, I'm willing to bet you any amount of money. I bet you a dime to a dollar, he ain't go back and tell his boy, yeah, man, I just gave some head. Because if we go to the basketball court, yeah, man, where you been, man? I was at old girl crew. What happened, man? Shit, I had to get some head up. Wait a minute, motherfucker. Don't you touch my motherfucking bottle. You talking about you just gave him some head? No.
I'm going to tell you about this situation, this encounter that I had. It was trifling, right? I just got out the shower. I knew my cycle was coming, but I didn't know when it was coming.
You know what? I'm going to press mute on you. I'm about to throw mute on you.
Wow.
I don't want to hear about your cycle.
How about when they do it and they know it's there?
That's what I was about to say. He was giving me head, and I'm like, oh my God.
I stop
answering the phone, and I find out I'm on my cycle. And I'm like, but he was just moaning and eating and groaning and everything. And I'm like, how is it that he was loving it like that? And I was just, and I'm on my period. I just don't understand.
He knew it?
Yes. He had to have known that he was moaning and groaning.
No. Did you tell him?
I didn't know I was on it. That's what I'm saying. I just got out the shower. I wasn't on my period when I was in the shower. He came over and proceeded to give me oral sex. And once we paused, that's when I found out I was on it. But that brought me back to the fact that before I found out I was on it, he was moaning and groaning and making all of these noises. And I'm pretty sure when I turned from not being on my cycle to being on my cycle, the taste changed. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I don't understand.
I don't understand that shit either. Boy. Nah, I don't understand that one either.
I'm like, you know, I wonder, do all men just don't, I mean.
Hell no. We're going to answer that and end that conversation. Hell no.
Because I'm a man who said that they'll have sex with a woman while she's still on her period. So I figure if they'll have sex with her while she's bleeding, then they'll do everything else. I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't think so. Well, what you think, Tom?
No.
I'm gonna sit out here and bask in the heaven.
She had to come right here and get me. Tell her I'm coming. I mean, this has been a very inquisitive conversation. Oh, and then, you know, before we even end this, I gotta ask Felicia. Felicia, you believe in what? You believe in that too?
In what?
Huh?
Letting somebody do that?
I mean, you believe in telling somebody to use some head?
Oh, no. I don't ask for nothing like that. I mean, if a person is wanting to do that, then what are you doing?
Is that what you're going to say?
No, I'm saying I ain't asking for nothing. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
Okay. I mean, that's fair enough. Like I said, this has been a very inquisitive conversation today. I've learned some new things, and I learned some new things that to get the fuck away from, too. Thank you, brother, when she's coming out the shower. She ain't gonna tell you a goddamn thing.
I mean, he didn't give me time. I didn't know. This happened, you know, once we paused in the situation is when I realized, oh, my God, I'm bleeding. And then I was like, oh, my God, he was just munching and making noises. What the fuck? So that wasn't me that was down there, and I'm pretty sure I guess his eyes must have been closed the whole time. I don't know.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
A little boy or something?
Something's crazy. Check this out, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. Like I said, we can continue this chat. We can go get to SinCity69.ning.com. We can continue to chat in the chat room. We can kick the Willy Bobo, talk all that good shit, say whatever, do whatever. But now, don't forget, like I said, we still got that dating game thing coming up, too. So we need y'all to, hey, holler at your people, man. Put that. Tell them, hey, make a page. You know, all you beautiful women on here, talk to your fellas. I ain't talking about you. You know, I know y'all got some homeboys. Tell them, hey, man, go over there and make a page. Then City, hey, we going to get it on the crack it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Okay, well, like I said, once again, we coming down to the end of the show, so we going to do it like this. Buddy, you ain't last where it's all about.
I'm about to get on the chat. Actually, I'm on it right now, waiting. So, I'm waiting.
Okay. Janae, what's good, baby?
Yes. I enjoyed the show. I really enjoyed it. I can't chat though because I'm out here at a restaurant.
Okay. You know, you're going to do your thing anyway, so.
You know that.
It's Felicia. What's up with you, baby?
I'm going to try to get on, but I got to use my phone as a modem, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be on there or not.
All right. Time, any last words, dog?
Yeah.
Any last words, man?
I don't know what that noise is in the background.
Is that somebody?
Every time I try to say something, man, motherfuckers be cutting me off. Man.
Is that you hollering?
Not me.
Simon?
Yeah. No, I ain't
hollering. What's up, man? I thought that was your background hollering.
No.
That's my daughter. She broke something.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Simon. What were you saying, man?
Good show, man. Just move on, man. Pass me up.
Okay.
I'm gonna go out on a date with Tap.
You got to call back. Yeah, 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 I'm here. Good show, good show. Let's do this again next week, good night, yep. All right,
people. Hey, love y'all for coming out.
We're going to do this thing. Never going to play this camera. Welcome to my little sanctuary. You've been looking so good all day, and you really got pretty anxious, babe. Me? Better call your boss, tell him that's your daddy. Take a couple days off and take it off and leave nothing but your t-shirt and your panties on. Feeling high but I'm hung real low, looking sort of like a tripod. So power down your cell phone and power up your iPod. Power down your inhibition and power up your inner freak. Is the only word that you want to speak. It's about to get real X-rated. Can you handle what I'm about to do? But enough about me, let me think, should I be worrying about if I can handle you? Damn right, I'ma get that thing, and I'ma put my name on it. All night, I'ma whip that thing, all state better put a claim on it. I claim my territory, my tongue finna mark you up. You could be my firecracker, my tongue finna spark you up. Get ready for blast off, waterfalls gon' splash off. You might lose around 4 or 5 pounds, so get ready to sweat your ass off. I'ma turn these lights down, and when your body gets hot, it'll get you licked up and iced down. Nipple hard as rock, lips as soft as cotton. You the apple of my eye, and I got you spoiled rotten. I'ma get my video camera, let's make a movie, baby. You the star, so as soon as I press record, you got to do me, baby. You can stare all in the mirror, take a peek at how good you looking. I'ma have your body smoking. Take a look at what Luda took it. My arm underneath your leg, leg all behind your head is how I got to get you. Right hand, left hand on red in the bed like we been playing Twister. Now I got you tangled up, and you caught all in my web. Should I let you loose? Nah, I think I'll get the blindfold instead. You better get a couple towels, baby, cause we about to slip and slide. You don't ever need a horse or a saddle. I'ma give you this to ride. I'ma grant your every wish and fulfill your fantasies. Ain't nobody else allowed in the sex room. It's only you.
Welcome to my sex room. Where your body meets my body. My private after party.